Hey guys, it's me, Daniel.
And me, Timon.
And together, we are going to be debating whether gun control is a bad idea or a good idea in Germany. So, Timon, what is it like with gun control in Germany?
So, the only people who are allowed to carry guns in Germany are the military and the police. And then you have hunters who can own a gun.
Do you need a permit or do you need to go through like a government papers or whatever to get a gun?
Yes. So you have to pay cash and you have to take a couple of tests.
Okay. So they test you if you have any like background of related crimes?
They check your background, yeah.
Okay. So even if you have like you were drunk once and you had an AOI, something like that, then you wouldn't be able to get the gun?
I really don't know. I never try to get a gun because you have to be 18 at least to buy a gun or to own a gun.
Okay.
And we have no public places to buy a gun. So you cannot go into a store and buy a gun.
Okay. So in Germany, what is the crime like? Because I know the murder rate's low, but what about rape?
Rape
and burglarized.
Actually, I don't really know, but I think when you get robbed or when someone breaks into your house, there are better ways than trying to shoot the guy who's robbing you.
But he's on your property trying to steal your stuff. What if he was there to hurt you, rape you?
You always can call your neighbors or the police. But I think if nobody would able to have a gun legally, then you would have less people who try to kill other people.
But then, even without guns, there's still knives. There's still pipe bombs. Do you have bombs and stuff that... Do you have?
No, not really.
Not yet.
We don't have pipe bomb attacks or stuff.
Okay. So... What about the knife? Because I heard there's like mass stabbings. What's it like with knives?
Yes, there are mass stabbings, but not as often. And knives are regulated too. You cannot have a knife with a blade which is bigger than 4 inches.
Do you think that should happen? That you should have laws over what a knife should be like?
Yes.
Why?
Because there are knives which are pretty dangerous and nobody needs a knife with which you can kill people. You just need something like outdoor knives when you go camping, or you need a kitchen knife to...
Like a butter knife to cut your butter.
Yeah.
Butter your bread.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't need a knife to stab somebody, and you should not need a knife to protect yourself when you have a good police in your country.
Okay. So... Do you think you should have guns in Germany?
I think the only people who should have guns are the military and the police. I don't really think that we need hunters in Germany. It's just like more a fun thing. But I don't think we need hunters and stuff. The only people who really need to have guns are the police and the military.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds like a good system, but how does it occur to rape? Because not all people can, you know, call the police or call their neighbors. It's sometimes unexpected.
Yeah, but you can always use pepper spray when you have pepper spray in your
purse. What if he has a gun or a knife? Because if he knows you're there and he's not trying to steal your purse or whatever...
But if he has a knife or a gun, then... You most of the time don't have time to pull out your gun because he would be faster.
But you should be able to protect yourself. If you knew that someone was stalking you or whatever and you just had pepper spray and he had like a gun or whatever or a knife, then how would that be fair?
It's not fair. Life isn't fair.
Yeah, but you should be able to have the advantage. Or you should be able to... defend yourself, not just pepper spray, because some guys can tell if there's pepper spray. All right, guys. Well, that's the end of the episode for now. we're going to come back later and with part two and going to continue our debate whether Germany should have guns or not.